lost. You can't see if it don't show. You say I'm overthinking, just cause I wanna know. Why's he call you darling? Why's he call you daily? Why you try to act like I'm just out here being crazy? How's he know your mama? Does he drive your Mercedes? You can say whatever, baby, what you wanna call it. But why's he call you darling? And I drive a Chevy. He ain't got no strain pipe. So baby, can you tell me? That boy in a Ridgeline. And I drive a Chevy. He ain't got no strain pipe. So baby, can you tell me? Why's he call you darling? Why's he call you daily? Why you trying to act like I'm just out here being crazy? How's he know your mama? Does he drive your Mercedes? You can say whatever, baby, what you wanna call it. But why's he call you darling? Yeah.
That boy in a Ridgeline. And I drive a Chevy.
But why's he call you darling? Yeah. Darling.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The deal President Trump had been seeking with China has apparently been reached. ABC's Rachel Scott's traveling with him in South Korea.
The president walked out of this nearly two-hour-long meeting with Chinese President Xi to announce that a trade deal has been reached. The president had threatened a 100% additional tariffs on Chinese imports, which would have raised the cost on everything from clothes to electronics.
China's agreed to buy more American soybeans as a part of the deal and to lower export controls on the rare earth minerals it sells to the U.S. Five more people are now in custody. That makes seven in all for the Louvre jewelry heist, but the jewels are still missing. There was a deadly barrage in Ukraine overnight. More than 600 drones and missiles fired from Russia all across the country. President Zelensky says many of them were shot down, but some did get through. At least 30 deaths across the Caribbean from Hurricane Melissa. And this is day 30 of the federal government shutdown. Government workers still not getting paid. This is ABC News. Nearly 3 years after Virginia teacher Abby Zwirner was shot by one of her six-year-old kindergarten students, her $40 million lawsuit against the Newport News Public Schools made it to trial this week with testimony from school officials.
The teacher's claiming that there was a principal working that day who was provided information by her staff, multiple warnings, according to the teacher, that the boy, in fact, had a gun on the school property that day. And the basic allegation seems to be that this could have been avoided if the principal had acted accordingly and done a proper search to make sure that the young man, or the young child, I should say, did not have a weapon.
That's ABC Chief Law and Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas. In long-awaited cuts just months after completing its $8 billion merger with Skydance, Paramount on Wednesday began layoffs that will impact about 2,000 employees, around 10% of the company's total workforce. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Northwest Wisconsin zone saw the largest totals for this year's bear hunting season, which fell short of the statewide harvest target. According to preliminary results released by the DNR, on Wednesday, the 2025 season saw a total of 3,724 bears harvested across the state. That total was over 300 bears short of the overall harvest target of 4,075 bears, and slightly below the five-year harvest average of about 3,800 bears. The 2025 bear hunting season ran from September 3rd to October 7th, with 13,110 bear hunting licenses awarded to hunters across the state. Hunting Zone A in northern Wisconsin was the only zone to exceed the harvest target, seeing a total of 1,161 bears harvested with a target of 1,075. The DNR issued 1,680 licenses in Zone A, leading to a hunter success rate of 69%. Hunting Zone D in western Wisconsin saw the second highest harvest total, but did fall short of its harvest target. Hunters harvested 906 bears in the zone with a target of 1,100. The DNR also issued 3,570 licenses, leading to a hunter success rate of only 25%. The Northwest Wisconsin hunting zones accounted for a preliminary combined total harvest of 2,067 bears. Hunting zones B, C, E, and F combined for a total of 1,657. Northwest Wisconsin led the way in a resurgent bear hunting season last year, with 1,237 bears harvested in Zone A and 1,177 bears harvested in Zone D. Overall, the 2024 season saw a total of 4,285 bears harvested, which is over 500 more than the 2025 season. You can find this information in an article posted on civicmedia.us. Thursday, November 27th at 8 a.m., you're invited out to the Turkey Trot 5K Walk Run at the Flambeau River YMCA. This is a fun event for the whole family, so come run or walk dressed up in your turkey best. Prizes will be awarded to the first female and male overall finishers. They will also be collecting donations for the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, and a door prize raffle winner will be drawn after the last finisher. You can receive extra door prize entries for non-perishable food items, one extra entry per item, and all paid early bird registrations will receive a Park Falls beanie while supplies last. Early bird registration ends November 17th. You can register online at business.parkfalls.com or pick up a paper form from the Park Falls Chamber office. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, November 27th at 8 a.m. over at the Flambeau River YMCA right here in Park Falls. Finally, leaders can begin overhauling Wisconsin's prisons. Savannah Tomielsen reports.
On both sides of the aisle, leaders have long debated what to do about our overcrowded prisons and troubled youth facilities. Governor Tony Evers' plan in his budget would have included $500 million to get things done faster, but the legislature removed his plans. In a meeting of the State Building Commission Tuesday, leaders voted unanimously to release $15 million to begin planning. Here's the governor.
Basically, this is to release the money so that we can finally get this project going. Simple as that.
This is the baby step of baby steps. Eventually, the goal is to close the old Green Bay Correctional and close Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake Youth Institutions once they build alternatives in Madison and Milwaukee. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Brumay, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Minocqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Minocqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Mary Ann Louise Hochschild, 79, of Glidden, died on Sunday, October 26th at Park Manor Nursing Home, Rivers Edge Rehabilitation Center. She is survived by her sister, Martha Ernest of Glidden, by two nieces, by three nephews, and by seven great-nieces. A private service will be held. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Mary Ann Louise Hochschild, 79, of Glidden. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
A big game for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks against Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee's 3-1 after beating the Knicks Tuesday night. Golden State at 4-1. College hoops. The Badgers men's team over the UW-Platteville Pioneers, 69-53 in a charity exhibition game at the Kohl Center. NFL, Jordan Love named NFC Offensive Player of the Week after throwing 20 consecutive completions Sunday night. That tied a team record set by Brett Favre in 2007. Baseball, Blue Jays beating the Dodgers 6-1 in the World Series to go up 3-2. Trey Yesavage on the mound, striking out 12 batters, breaking a record for a rookie in the World Series since Sandy Koufax in 1963, who was sitting in the stands.
Historic stuff, that stage and his numbers. It's one thing to be in the zone, and it's another thing to be in the zone and get some swing and miss.
That's Blue Jays manager John Schneider with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Well, tournament volleyball back on tonight. Rib Lake and Prentice will clash. That'll be at Rib Lake High School. And we'll have that game for you. Jeff Haken brings you the call on the game. And the play-by-play, 7 o'clock tonight right here, Civic Media app and at 98QCountry.com. Head coach of the Prentice girls, Mike Murphy, will join us live. Chat a little bit about tonight's game. He'll join us at about 8 o'clock this morning.
Northwoods weather. Some fog this morning, but that will burn off here later today. But we will stay cloudy with a high right around 48 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to 31 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some scattered showers, maybe even a flurry mixed in with a high in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27. 98 Q
Country. Y'all been in this room for a while, not even looked at your phone. I'm so proud of y'all. We're addicted to these phones. We used to make fun of the younger generation. They got their head in their phone. Now old people are just as bad. We're crazy. I had a moment the other day. I was like, I'm out of control. I was in the bathroom doing my business. Suddenly I realized I ain't got my cell phone with me. Have y'all had that panic attack yet? I was like, what am I going to do now? I was grabbing any reading material. It was too late to duck walk my way out. It was way too late. I was grabbing anything to read. Shampoo bottle, conditioner bottle, whatever. I was playing Tetris with the floor tiles.
Lock your doors, check under the bed, and turn it up loud, because Halloween lives here.
Enter the Taurus.
98Q Country.
Two young people without a thing, say some vows and spread their wings, and settle down just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's in style, she just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Children gone, but still they sing, side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore, she can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door, just living on love. Living on love. just like an old-fashioned storybook ride, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking, but love can walk through fire without blinking, and it doesn't take much when you get enough living on love. Living on love, buying on time, without somebody nothing ain't worth a dime, just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. Well, it sounds simple, that's what you're thinking, but love can walk through fire without blinking, and it doesn't take much when you get enough living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough living on love.
Raising up, I'm talking about louder on a Saturday night. The band plays a song you like and you sing along. Raise him up, I'm talking about daddy's old pickup truck, shotgun seat, there's the one you love and you're kissing on. Get those white sails sailing down in Mexico, it's just a whiskey glass if you ain't making a toast. Lift your tear-filled eyes up to the sky, coming home, you've been gone too long, tonight we're gonna raise him up. Got a voice, you got a choice, go make some noise, don't ever let them tell you who you are. Raise them up, fist black and blue, fight for the truth, it's what you do, hand on your heart for the stripes and stars. Black umbrellas in the pouring rain, a Sunday morning coming down amazing grace, lift those tear-filled eyes up to the sky. The flag flies, say goodbye tonight. We're gonna raise them up. So you meet someone, the only one, you take her by the hand, make a stand, buy some land, make some love, and them babies come, raise them up, raise them up, yeah. Raise them up trophy high, raise them up to the sky, raise them up, show everybody that newborn smile, raise them up tall and strong, raise them up right from wrong, raise them up so damn high they can hear God singing.
Trick or treat. 98Q Country.
We were sitting up there on your mama's roof, talking about everything under the moon, with the smell of honeysuckle and your perfume. All I could think about was my next move. Oh, but you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me all night? Are we gonna do this or why? I think you know I like you a lot, but you're about to miss your shot. Are you gonna kiss me all night? for that long run. After that, and I knew if I wanted this thing to last, sooner or later I'd have to ask for your hand. So I took a chance, bought a wedding band, and got down on one knee. And you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me or not? Gonna do this or why? I think you know I love you a lot. I think we got a real good shot. Are you gonna kiss me or not? So we planned it all out for the middle of June, from the wedding cake to the honeymoon. And your mama cried when you walked down. Are you gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? Look at all the love that we got. It ain't never gonna stop. Are you gonna kiss me or not? Yeah, baby, I love you. Kiss me or not?
Caught me a red eye flight out. Found me a window seat with a view. Headed out west for South California. One Tito's in, I'm thinking about you. In that little border town where the desert glows gold when the sun goes down. My head's 30,000 feet in the clouds. Knowing 20 minutes from now I'll be somewhere.
Next to my couple, wrong for each other, long star across the line.
Rainey Wilson, 98Q Country. Good Thursday to you. Hope you are well today. Preparations for Halloween. But, hang on. We're coming to you from the Aspirus Health Studios here. Better begins with human kindness. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. I think we got to figure out Halloween a little bit better, don't we? Because, I mean, you have Thanksgiving, and usually it's Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving is Thursday, and it might trickle a little bit over into whatever. Usually holidays are holidays. Valentine's Day, you know, if you try to pull off Valentine's Day the day after Valentine's or the day before, your significant other's like, "What are you doing? It's not Valentine's Day. What are you trying to pull here?" And all the other days, but Halloween is pretty flexible, right? I mean, we do the weekend before, which is fine, and we do the day of, and then the schools will have their march and parade of costumes tomorrow, and then Friday night, of course, is the traditional trick-or-treating. Do you think that it probably has gone away in the big cities, but do you think that'll ever go away, the traditional driving around, you know, knocking on doors? It does seem kind of silly, doesn't it? I mean, let me back up just a moment here. I'm all for the traditional Halloween because I grew up with that, and it's with me. But if I step away from it and just outside looking in, it seems kind of silly. It seems kind of ridiculous. It's the same thing with, I've talked about this before, it's the same thing with the game of football. If you tried to invent the game of football today not knowing anything that you already know about football, you'd say, "You're crazy. What? We're going to go out and hit it? What are we going to do? 300-pound lineman?" So the same thing with Halloween. Just saying, okay, so we're going to drive around, right? And we just got a whole bunch of candy the other day from somebody's trunk, but we're still going to drive around. All right. Oh, we do what we do. The candy is there, though. It's there for the taking. If you want to work for it, it's out there. People will have their porch lights on, and chocolate will await you inside the door on Friday. Generally, check your local municipality, but generally it's like 4:30 to 6:37 in that range for most towns. It varies from town to town. So good luck with that and the Halloween costume. I have a Halloween costume sitting out. It's one that I wore many years ago to the radio station. It's sitting out there. I'm pretty sure I'm going to put it on for tomorrow morning. We'll snap a photo if I feel motivated. We'll see how that goes. You know how that is when you get older. You just like, it sounds good. You have that moment of motivation, just like, yeah, I think I'm going to wear this. Yeah, whether you're a teacher, regular, whatever job you might be. Yeah, I'm gonna do this for Halloween. And then the actual day before Halloween comes, and you're like, I'm not sure I want to do this. I had a moment of weakness last week when I pulled out that old costume and I thought I was going to do it. And now it's just like, I'm not sure. So you have the right, you have permission as an adult. See, that's your right as an adult. If you want to back away and not do the costume, you just back away. All right. You just back away. Now, if you got kids and they're expecting it, well, yeah. We have game 6 of the World Series Friday. Could see a game 7 on Saturday. The Blue Jays went into L.A. and just shut down the bats of the Dodgers. And so we'll go game 6 on Friday night. Well, the Bucks look like they might have a player or two, huh? This Miles guy and another younger guy. They might have something here. Giannis has to be excited for their start. And there is a concerted effort, just so you know, in the National Basketball Association, there is a concerted effort to make the game less physical because there have been more fouls called and more free throws shot at an almost record level in the first few games of the NBA season. So they're making a concerted effort to back off a little bit on the physical play in the NBA. That it appears that way anyway, with the number of free throws that people are shooting and the fouls that are being called. They're trying to back that off a little bit. I think that's probably good. It's become a wrestling match out there. If you've watched any of the Bucks games and stuff like that, especially later in the game, it just gets rough out there. Hurricane Melissa continues to make its way through Jamaica and Cuba. I'm not sure if it's settling down just a little bit, but that's one of the stories, weather-wise, going on around our country. We've got some volleyball tonight. Rib Lake Prentice are going to play at that Rib Lake gym. It's going to be packed in there tonight, 7 o'clock. And Jeff Hakenin will be somewhere amongst the crowd, bringing you the call of that game. Tonight at 7 o'clock, Coach Murphy will join us from the Prentice volleyball team at 8 o'clock to do a short little preview of that contest tonight. So listen for that right here on 98Q. Tomorrow morning, we're going to have some coverage from the state cross country. We're not sure. We will have something. So tune in if you are a cross country follower and fan and you like to follow the cross country teams of Shawamigan and Phillips and Prentice Rib Lake. So stay tuned. On Saturday, the races are right around that noon. You know, have the radio on noon, 1, 2, and we'll have some updates from the state cross country meet. Right here on 98Q Country, it is 7:31, twice an hour. We get you news and sports. Oh, by the way, the winner of the zoo tickets from yesterday has been texted. So if you are the winner, you will have received the text. If you didn't win, you did not receive the text, and that's the way the day is going to go. Twice an hour, news and sports. Let's get you updated right now.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The deal President Trump had been seeking with China has apparently been reached. ABC's Rachel Scott's traveling with him in South Korea.
The president walked out of this nearly two-hour-long meeting with Chinese President Xi to announce that a trade deal has been reached. The president had threatened a 100% additional tariffs on Chinese imports, which would have raised the cost on everything from clothes to electronics.
China's agreed to buy more American soybeans as a part of the deal and to lower export controls on the rare earth minerals it sells to the U.S. Five more people are now in custody. That makes seven in all for the Louvre jewelry heist, but the jewels are still missing. There was a deadly barrage in Ukraine overnight. More than 600 drones and missiles fired from Russia all across the country. President Zelensky says many of them were shot down, but some did get through. At least 30 deaths across the Caribbean from Hurricane Melissa. And this is day 30 of the federal government shutdown. Government workers still not getting paid. This is ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Park Falls Police Department would like to remind you that winter parking restrictions will begin on November 1st. This means that you are not allowed to park any vehicle or leave any vehicle standing on any street from 2 a.m. until 6 a.m. between November 1st and May 1st, except as expressly allowed by the Chief of Police or his designee per administrative policy. From October 25th to October 31st, officers will be placing reminder notices on any vehicles parked on city streets that would be in violation on or after November 1st. They hope the reminders will encourage everyone to start parking off-street now to form a habit and to avoid the issuance of a citation on or after November 1st. You are welcome to contact the police department if you have any questions about winter parking. Once again, Park Falls winter parking restrictions do begin on November 1st. Saturday, November 8th from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., it's a holiday fair over at St. Anthony's Padua Center. This features a general store and bakery, crafts, themed gift baskets, homespun Christmas items, raffles, and more. There will also be a harvest lunch served with hot turkey and gravy on a bun with cranberries, coleslaw, pumpkin crumble dessert, and beverage, all for $10 with carryouts available. And don't miss the handmade quilt event. This will feature a beautiful handmade full-size quilt designed and donated by Pauline Fenzel, Kathy City, and Jane Korob. Chances are available for $5 each or 3 for 10. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, November 8th from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. over at St. Anthony's Padua Center in Park Falls. Wisconsin is the only place in the nation where Veterans Day is not a state holiday. Now some lawmakers want to change that. Savannah Tomey-Olson reports.
It started out as Armistice Day in 1919, marking the end of World War I. It became a federal holiday about 20 years later, and then in the 50s was renamed Veterans Day to honor all who served. Over time, 49 states have made it a state holiday, and Wisconsin is the only holdout. State Representative Maureen McCarville.
We are better than that. We have to be better than that. This legislation, if we can get it to a vote, will help Wisconsin catch up with history. Let us do something for a veteran and declare November 11th a state holiday.
Democratic lawmakers have introduced three bills that would benefit veterans, including one to make Veterans Day a state holiday. That idea has been floating around for years. It passed the state Senate in 2017, but the Assembly never voted on it. And in Governor Tony Evers' state budget proposal, he wanted to make Veterans Day and Juneteenth state holidays. But Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee removed those provisions. Jim Gingras is a retired Air Force lieutenant colonel.
These are not partisan issues. These are Wisconsin issues. And honestly, I know that the legislature can come together and find the compromise solution, to find that way to come together to honor those who have served us, to honor those who have been willing to make the ultimate sacrifice. So I'm looking forward to hearing about how these bills move forward, because they are really about Wisconsin and helping Wisconsin be better.
Making it a state holiday means state offices would be closed and school districts that close for state holidays would cancel class. Democrats' package of bills also creates a veterans mental health grant program and adds funding to the Missing in Action Recovery Program. All three proposals would need Republican support to pass. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Anacua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Anacua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Anacua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at AnacuaCars.com.
A big game for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks against Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee's 3-1 after beating the Knicks Tuesday night. Golden State at 4-1. College hoops. The Badgers men's team over the UW-Platteville Pioneers, 69-53 in a charity exhibition game at the Kohl Center. NFL, Jordan Love named NFC Offensive Player of the Week after throwing 20 consecutive completions Sunday night. That tied a team record set by Brett Favre in 2007. Baseball, Blue Jays beating the Dodgers 6-1 in the World Series to go up 3-2. Trey Yesavage on the mound, striking out 12 batters, breaking a record for a rookie in the World Series since Sandy Koufax in 1963, who was sitting in the stands.
Historic stuff, that stage and his numbers. It's one thing to be in the zone, and it's another thing to be in the zone and get some swing and miss.
That's Blue Jays manager John Schneider with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Are you looking for a fulfilling way to spend your time and enjoy helping others? Park Manor may have the perfect job opportunity for you. Park Manor is a 100% employee-owned rehabilitation and nursing care facility located in Park Falls in the heart of the Northwoods. Their mission is to provide excellent quality care in an atmosphere of compassion, hospitality, and respect for the dignity of each person. Come explore open positions, which include RN, LPN, certified nurse aides, and positions within the support service department, offering competitive wages, a great benefits package, and incentive opportunities. To apply, visit parkmanorwy.com. That's parkmanorwy.com. Or reach out to Human Resources at 715-744-1034. 715-744-1034. Park Manor, always caring, always here.
At Enbridge, we're proud to give back to the places we call home. Our employees live, work, and give locally as neighbors, friends, and colleagues, fueling regional economies. Tax contributions from our pipelines and facilities flow back into the community, funding schools, infrastructure, and services that matter. Together, we're investing in the future. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
Some fog this morning, but that will burn off here later today. But we will stay cloudy with a high right around 48 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to 31 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some scattered showers, maybe even a flurry mixed in with a high in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
All right, about 20 before 8, 7:40. We talk all things Shawamigan Schools with our district administrator, Kyle Cronin, each Thursday morning at this time. Kyle, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel.
Crisp out there this morning.
It is a little crisp, a little foggy. Yeah. We haven't said that
one word that we...
It did, though.
It did last week, one day.
Thursday morning, my wife texted me, and she said, it's snowing.
When it was kind of misting.
God,
that hurts the ears, Joel.
It was kind of misting last Thursday morning. It was just a very light snow. Yeah. But it has happened already, so let's just get past
it. Did you break your headset there? I think you did.
I think I did.
Oh, my goodness.
The pain was real.
I can't believe you said that.
All right, let's find out all things going on at the Shawamigan School.
On Monday evening, we had a great choir concert at the high school. The high school choir performed several songs, some little New York theme for their New York trip coming up, a little patriotic theme for Veterans Day coming up. Speaking of Veterans Day, we have our Veterans Day program at our South Campus in Park Falls. And enter through the Shawamigan High School doors. That program gets underway at 8:30 a.m. on Tuesday, November 11th. Again, a Veterans Day program coming up. Public is invited. We have a great turnout of our local area veterans, and all of our students, pre-K-12 across the entire district, attend that event. So we'd love to see everybody there. The choir and the band perform. So it's just a good day for everyone to honor our veterans.
All right.
Coming up this weekend, actually heading out today, State Honors Treble Choir and Mixed Choir are heading down to the Overture Center in Madison. So that is happening. And then we've got the middle level State Choir happening at Verona High School on Saturday. So a couple of things happening there between our high school and middle school choir students in the next couple of days for those who made those honors levels. Right. October 31st, tomorrow, ends the first quarter.
Oh,
so that's kind of nice. Halloween and the first quarter. You know what that means? We also have parades of costume going on at both of our campuses, and so it's just a good event. So that's happening as well tomorrow. We have got a crazy fresh fruit fundraiser starting to support the band. It actually already started yesterday. That fundraiser will go until November 14th. Did want to mention, Joel, since tomorrow is the last day of the quarter, we decided we're going to let the kids have a day off on Monday.
All right.
Yeah. All right. So they get three days off this weekend. We were really generous, gave them 3 days, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Yeah, that's bad news for the parents because all the candy might be gone by Tuesday. They don't have any alone time with the candy.
Let me tell you, I did hear one of the teachers say to me, number one, their dream would be that Halloween just be on a Saturday.
Yeah, exactly.
But the second best is to probably have it on Friday.
Yeah.
Because then the students get to go home after they've worn their costumes. They can have Halloween tomorrow night, and then they get Saturday and Sunday to recover. And this year, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Nice. Nice. All right.
One of the teachers in the elementary told me that was almost a dream come true this year. We have got a wreath fundraiser starting also to support the band. That'll go through November 19th. We have got, let's see, what else? Oh, today, Joel. I didn't forget this, but I almost forgot to say it. Coffee with the superintendent. So anybody interested? Just a bit of a listening session, hear what's going on at the school. I'm going to do that down at the Park Falls Library starting at 8:30. Brings a couple of carafes of coffee along with from a place up the road that sells coffee.
Yeah, and, all right.
We'll just... just kind of an informal thing, and just hear what folks have to say, give a bit of a school update. Nothing too terribly formal, but just an opportunity to get out and meet with the community. We have got, I'm going to get to a really big sporting event coming up in a moment, but I'm going to cover a couple of others right now. CMS, so Shawamigan Boys Basketball next week, November 7th. They're at home versus Philip and then... the following week, they've got the November 10th, they're at home versus MHLT. So those are a couple of things just coming up right away there. For Park Falls Elementary School, October area focus is being responsible. And again, that parade of costumes coming up tomorrow at 2:15. And then I do want to mention... really important sporting event on Saturday. the WIAA State Cross Country meet held down in Wisconsin Rapids. Beautiful golf course. They hold that down in Wisconsin Rapids. Great venue. And Haley Bodo from Schwamigan High School qualified this year and is heading on down there. So we're wishing Haley a lot of luck in that.
Keep the radio on Saturday, noon one. We'll have some live coverage down there from that.
Excellent. And I think some of our neighboring schools have quite a few athletes going. So just I wish them all luck, regardless of where they're from. That is quite an honor to make it to state.
It is.
That is quite an event. Have you ever been there, Joel?
I have. We covered it for two or three years. Yeah, okay. It's a beautiful facility there. Yeah, beautiful course. So. And you mentioned this. So this is the every 4 year trip to New York this year?
This year for choir.
For choir. Okay. Yeah. And that's over Christmas? Is that what they're doing?
Actually, they're going in the spring.
In the spring,
kind of around the Easter-ish time.
Okay, good.
And then, I almost forgot, Joel. I have, so not only am I doing coffee with the superintendent today, I am actually also doing it tomorrow up in Glidden at the Laura Jean Zock Center, the senior center portion of that, from 9 to 10. So all today, right. Park Falls Library. And tomorrow, Laura Jean Zock Center.
The most common question will be, what's it like dealing with that morning show guy on the radio?
Well, you know? absolutely.
He has such a big ego, dealing with him. So 8:30 this morning at the Park Falls Library, 9 o'clock tomorrow up at the Laura Jean Zock Center. Then we'll come down and have a cup of coffee and any questions about school-related stuff.
Yeah.
Very good. Kyle, good to see you.
Thanks, Joel.
Thank you, Kyle Cronin, our district administrator. He joins us each Thursday morning right around 7:40, 7:45 to get you updated on everything Schwamigan.
98Q Country.
Walking down the street, hand in mind, it don't keep them other guys. And that one in eyes, I'm looking at you. But it's alright, and that's okay. Who could blame them anyway? You're so pretty and you ain't even got a clue. Cause everywhere we go, girl, you're the star of the show. And everybody's wondering and wanting to know. What's your name? Who's that girl with the prettiest smile in the world? But what gets me the most is you. It's all on me. You look at me and laugh like you don't know what to do. Baby, you're so cute.
Ever.
98Q Country.
quit it. I just smile and say God bless.
Miranda Lambert there, 98Q. Joel here, the morning show, coming to you from the Aspirus Health Studios. It is a smile. It's a listening ear. It is a helping hand. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. We'll talk a little volleyball in just a moment. Coach Mike Murphy of the Prentice girls volleyball team will join us. They have a big game tonight in Rib Lake, and we'll have the play-by-play for you. Should Prentice win that game tonight, we will cover Saturday's game. We will have some cross-country coverage also on Saturday in that noon to 2 period if you want to tune in then for some coverage down at the Wisconsin Rapids Golf Course. They're a beautiful site. We were there several years in a row. So I can attest that it is very nice. Your folks at Phillips Cafe are serving up you a great meal. Maybe you haven't tried the Phillips Cafe Friday Fish Fry in a while. Swing on in there. Nice salad bar with that. Always great value. Great food at the Phillips Cafe right in downtown Phillips. Hey, if your nonprofit has some stuff going on over the holidays, some craft fairs and stuff like that with your church and stuff, send us a note. We'd be glad to talk about it. We'd be glad to put it on our 98Q Country website under the community calendar stuff. So shoot us an email, wcqm at civicmedia.us. You can drop it off, Highway 13, Park Falls. You can send it to us, Box 309, WCQM, Box 309, Park Falls, if you got the flyer and you want to do that. But let us know about it. We'll be happy to mention you a few times. Gratis, that's free, for your nonprofit group organization. There's always all kinds of church bazaars and stuff like that going on. We have a few in already on our website, but not a lot of them, so be sure to let us know about it. 7:55, news update to come at the top of the hour, and again, we'll talk a little volleyball with Coach Murphy and Jaren in just a little bit.
ABC Home Expert is your one-stop shop for all your home remodeling needs. Located at 500 Birch Street in Park Falls in the former Wakefield Chiropractic Building, they make transforming your home simple and stress-free. Offering free quotes, 3D designs, quality materials, expert advice, from cabinets to countertops to flooring and more. You can expect dependable contractors, on-time completion, and lasting results. Call 715-890-8088 or stop by their showroom today. From designed and done, it's as easy as ABC.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and Up North style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
98Q
Country.
Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway always community-minded, and this month doing some great things. Right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard. We're doing it for the next couple weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple weeks. We have a drop box down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, newer pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out our credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
98Q Country.
I just better show you. Just turn the lights down. Let's get right down to it. Soon as I walk in the door, I don't wanna be out of line. But girl, I can't wait anymore. I want you in the worst way. Like heaven to me. You look like an angel tonight, but you might wanna slip off those wings. I want you in the worst way.
Riley Green there at 98Q Country. News in just a moment. We promised you a little volleyball discussion, so let's do that now. We have Coach Mike Murphy with us from the Prentice girls volleyball team. Morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Joel. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. You guys just like to go right into the bee's nest every year. Last year, you went up to Mercer, and just a knockdown, drag-out 16-14 win in that final set against them. And now this year, you're probably going to the second smallest venue. You're going to go to Rib Lake tonight for what will be a crazy night, I'm sure, Coach.
I think it's going to be loud. It's going to be a great vibe in there. You know, you got